Hello, welcome back to 3 Minutes with Yash. I have made a list of 84 questions and I really wanted to share with all of you guys so you can actually pay attention to what these questions are and you have to brainstorm and come up with what's your take on each of these concepts. There is no perfect answer for the questions that I have for you all. But these are worth spending some time and looking at. So let's jump in. And the first question is, what's your take on religion? Second question, what's your take on life and what's the point of living it? Number three, does soulmates really exist? How do you identify your soulmate? Four, what happens after death? Five, how should one live their life? 6. How to get spiritual? 7. Who do you consider as your gurus or mentors if you have any? 8. Who do you look up to or aspire to be and why? 9. Why is unconditional love hard to practice and how to practice it? 10. What's your life's motto? 11. How to soothe and comfort anyone's soul. 12. How to make anyone like you. 13. What are the ideal qualities a human being must possess? 14. Who is your role model and how did you pick your role models? 15. What's your take on revenge and forgiveness? Which one do you suggest and why? 16. How to cope with loss of a loved one? 17. How can one become smarter? 18. What's the ideal way of leading a life? Answer it from yogi standpoint if you're spiritual. 19. Share any incident or story which moved you or stuck a chord with you. 20. How to keep your parents happy? 21. How to teach an ignorant? 22. Is it possible to identify true and hidden intentions of someone? How to master that skill. 23. People around us are sometimes have a toxic behavior. How to cope with such people. 24. What's your take on depression and what would you suggest to a person going through it? 25. Do you meditate? What does meditation taught you? 26. What's your take on law of attraction? Do you believe in it? If yes, please share your reasons if you can through email. 27. Could you please talk about the power of prayer? 28. Does miracles happen? Have you experienced any? 29. Does magic exist? Have you experienced any magic in life? 30. Any tips to recover from health issues? 31. What's your take on time travel? 32. Any lessons to learn from COVID? 33. How to cope with COVID and uncertainty in life? 34. Does aliens exist, according to you? What's your take on it? 35. How do you feel when you look at galaxies, pictures of universe and stars? 36, I believe. How to really live in the moment and get the best of it. 37. How to stop worrying about past and future. 38. Lessons everyone must learn in life. What are they? 39. How can one worship God and is there a right way of worshiping? 40. Why do most relationships fail in today's world? What must be done to fix it according to you? 41. Do you pray to God? What do you ask for God in general? 42. Why do humans crave for love? 43. What's the power of silence and how to master it? 44. Do you think ghosts, mermaids, unicorns, etc. exist? Have you seen any? 45. Knowledge is everywhere, but how to gain wisdom and become wiser? 46. What does success and failures teach in life? 47. What's the best piece of advice have you got in life? 48. Do you believe in past lives and reincarnation? 49. What advice would you give to your younger self? 50. What are the things that fascinate you the most? 51. What's the power of exercise? Do you have idea? 52. Why should one read more books? 53. Do you know the curious case of Bermuda Triangle? 54. Why should we stop watching news? 55. How to choose an ideal role models in life? 56. Why it's important to stop judging people? 57. What does religion say about afterlife? 58. What's the point of life and how to lead it? 59. Have you read all three books, Quran, Bible, and Bhagavad Gita? 60. Who are Sufi saints? 61. Who are the most hated people of history and why? 62. When is the right time to get married and what's the right age? 63. How to address racism? 64. How to make your soul happy? 65. What are the seven sins and why are they called seven sins? 66. The concept of Adam and Eve, do you have any idea about it? 67. What's the power of affirmations? 68. What is telepathy? 69. Is teleporting possible? What is teleporting anyway? 70. List any three qualities that you don't like about yourself. 71. How can you keep your insecurities aside? 72. How can you be more confident? 73. Does angels exist? 74. What does drugs do to your body? 75. What is the power of visualization and imagination? 76. Everybody says change begins with you. Why is that? 77. Things that we don't see, but they exist in the world. Like love, gravity, air, wind. What's your take on all of these things which you can't see? 78. How your use of language makes other person see you. 79. How does groundwater form? 80. Why it never rains in Dubai? 81. What exactly happened to Mayan civilization and also to Harappa and Mohenjo-daro civilizations? Did they extinct? Why? 82. Does the sea creature Medusa really exist? 83. How to control anger? 84. Does angels and devils exist? 85. Does paradise and hell exist? Do you believe in it? 86. How are planets running in their own orbits? 87. Where does soul go when you die? 88. Does your dreams become real? 89. How to discover your passion? 90. Do you know the true potential of your brain? 91. Did you achieve anything you desire with law of attraction? How did you do it and how can you do it? 92. Do you believe in love at first sight? 93. Where do we get feelings and intentions from? 94. How to be elegant? 95. How to be eloquent? 96. Are you independent? If not, who do you rely on most things for? 97. Are you really grateful for your blessings? 98. Do you count your blessings? 99. How to thank God for His mercy? 100. Have you seen God? How does He look like? 101. Chanting few names of God could do wonders in our everyday lives. Do you know anything about it? If so, what are the few names of God that you can actually chant? With this, we have come to an end of the list of questions. When I started this episode, I had about 84 questions, and it took me a few weeks to complete this particular episode. By end of it, I have about 101 questions that you can introspect, you can do research, and you can ask someone who is knowledgeable and has more wisdom. to find out all these answers for these each questions, okay? So please do take some time to sit alone and isolate yourself and listen to this and try to get some answers by introspecting, okay? Well, I really hope that you liked this episode. Let me go and work on a different episode, and I'm gonna see you guys in another episode then, okay? Bye for now.